我们早上的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相做参考的题目是天国的筵席。
The topic for this morning's mutual encouragement is going to be the heavenly banquet.
这个主题呢，我分好几个单元。
For this topic, I divided this into many sections.
早上是要讲第三个单元。
This morning, we're going to talk about the third section.
那有关天国的筵席，不必上天国去参加。
Regarding this heavenly banquet, we don't need to be in heaven to attend this banquet.
这是在地球上所举办的。
Because this banquet is held on earth.
那所谓这个筵席呢，根据主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
And this banquet is according to the parable spoken by Lord Jesus.
是说有一个王，他的儿子呢，要结婚。
That there was this king whose son was about to get married.
他就去邀请人来参加。
And he invited guests to attend this banquet.
那这个比喻的内容就是指着我们现在的一种这种筵席是一种精神食粮。
And in this parable, the banquet represents a spiritual food for us today.
也是指着我们每一个人的有关很重要的这个信仰的问题。
And also points out the problems in our spiritual life.
那这个筵席也包括神的恩典在里面。
This banquet also includes the blessings from God.
那这个筵席呢，也是尤其指的纯正的信仰。
And this banquet also represents a true faith.
那这是记在马太福音二十二章第一节。
This is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 22, verse 1.
这是第一节开始主耶稣所讲的这个筵席的这个比喻。
And this parable starts in Gospel of Matthew chapter 22, verse 1.
这个比喻呢，他一直讲到这个十四节。
And this parable continues to verse 14.
那现在我们请各位来看第二节、第三节。
Let us all read verse 2 and verse 3.
天国好比一个王。为他儿子摆设娶亲的筵席，第三节。
Verse 3.
就打发仆人去，请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。这里记载这个王所办的喜宴呢，邀请来人来参加。
Here it tells us this king prepared this banquet and invited guests to come.
那早上第三个单元主要的就是要谈到神请客的方法。
In the third unit this morning, we're going to talk about how God invites his guests.
这个王他用邀请的方式来请客。
This king uses invitation to bring guests to his banquet.
他不是命令人一定要来参加。
He did not command people to come.
他把所邀请的人当作贵宾啊。
And every guest he invited is a valuable guest.
好像朋友之间一样的。
As like him to be friends.
请他到家里来吃这个喜宴。
And he invited these guests to come to his house for the banquet.
那他邀请的方法呢有三次。
And he invited these guests in three different methods.
第三节所记载的就是第一次的邀请。
In verse 3 records the first invitation.
所以这种邀请的方法呢，值得我们每一个人来重视。
And so the method in which he proposed invitation, we can study these.
也就是说，你要分享这个精神的食粮，你要进入这个信仰里面呢，不是用强迫的，是用邀请的。
And this tells us that in order for us to share in this spiritual food, in order for us to share this faith, we must be invited and not be forced in.
有些宗教信仰呢，是用强迫信的。
There is some religious faith, they force believers.
但是呢，神的恩典不是用强迫信的。
But God's grace is not by force.
如果要用强迫信的，那很简单，全世界的人非来信不可啊。
And if it's very simple that God can command everyone and force everyone to believe.
因为神是大有全能的。
Because God is omnipotent.
他要强迫世人信耶稣非常简单。
It is very easy for him to force everyone to believe.
他要强迫人上天国很简单。
It is also very simple for him to force everyone to go to heaven.
他要强迫人来享受他的恩典都很简单。
It is very simple for him to force everyone to share in his blessings.
但是他不愿意这样。
But this is not what he wants to do.
他是用邀请的。
He uses invitation.
那这个邀请呢，事先呢，他已经有通报过啊。
And this invitation was first sent out before the banquet.
把这个日子早就定好了。
And the date was already set.
然后呢，再差仆人啊去邀请。
And then he sent the servants to send the invitation.
好像我们教会在举办布道会。
It is likened to our church holding evangelical services.
我们这个日子早就定好了。
We have already set the date.
那我们就要去邀请一样的。
Then we have to send out the invitation.
那古代呢？这个王要邀请客人呢，经常用这种事先通报的方法。
In the olden times, when a king was to send out invitations, he would use messengers.
那么圣经这种案例呢，也有我们可以做参考。
And in the Bible, there are many examples that we can reference.
请看以书帖记第五章第八节。
Let us turn to the book of Esther, chapter 5, verse 8.
以书帖记第五章第八节。
Esther chapter 5, verse 8.
我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若愿意，是我所要的，准我所求的，就请王带着哈曼，再赴我所要预备的筵席。明日我必照王所问的来说明。这是波斯王后所办的筵席。
And this is the banquet held by Queen Esther.
那他办这个筵席呢，他有事先啊通报他所要邀请的人。
When she held this banquet, she first notified those who were going to be invited.
其中有一位就是非常有智慧、地位非常高的哈曼。
And one of them is a person of very high status. His name is Haman.
那王后呢？她所办的筵席呢？除了邀请王以外呢，还有这位哈曼。
And this banquet that Queen Esther prepared, she not only invited the king, she also invited Haman.
是事先就告诉他，让他知道。
And she had notified him ahead of time.
那时间快到的时候，他还要再差遣人去邀请呢。
When the time is drawing near, she also sent messengers to invite them again.
请看六章十四节。
Let us look at chapter 6, verse 14.
他们还与哈曼说话的时候，王的太监来催哈曼快去赴以书帖所预备的筵席。哈曼他有一个阴谋要陷害人。
Haman had a plan to harm the Israelites.
正在忙碌在筹划的时候，
And while they were planning this,
王的太监就来邀请他。
The king's eunuch came to invite him to the banquet.
说赶快去参加王后所办的这个筵席。
That he must go quickly to the banquet that the queen had prepared.
所以哈曼他早就知道王后要请他。
So Haman knew ahead of time that he was invited to this banquet.
那王后所办的筵席呢，办两次。
The queen had prepared this banquet twice.
那她所办的筵席呢，这个我们不必再说啊，这个整个这个《以书帖记》这个牵扯很大。
And we don't need to go into depth about this banquet because it's involved the whole book of Esther.
那么主耶稣在马太二十二章所说的这个王所办的喜宴。
Regarding the banquet held by this king in the parable,
他第一次差遣仆人去邀请客人是事先有通报好。
He first gave the guests a notice ahead of time about this banquet.
那么主耶稣他在世界的时候，他所扮演的角色非常多啊。
Lord Jesus, when he was in this world, he played many roles.
他也扮了天父真神的独生子。
He was also the only son of our true God.
他也扮演了这个传道人。
He was the minister.
他也扮演了好像仆人的角色。
And he also played the role of a servant.
来服侍人啊，来做一些事情帮助人。
And he served the people and he helped people.
所以主耶稣他所扮演的角色呢，现在我们这些教会里面的弟兄姐妹呢，也往往啊跟他一样去扮演这些角色。
And so as brothers and sisters in the church today, we should play the roles that Lord Jesus has played.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，啊，他请仆人去邀请人来参加，被邀请的都把他当为贵宾啊。
In this parable, the king sent a servant to invite all the guests, and all the guests were valuable.
好像我们每一位呢，被邀请来参加布道会或者参加聚会啊，都是把他当为贵宾一样的。
And it's likened to those invited to the evangelical service, they will be like valuable guests.
所以我们被安排接待的各方面，要把慕道朋友看为贵宾一样。
So for those who arrange to be ushers, you should view these guests as your valuable guests.
好像朋友一样的，要很亲切的来邀请他。
And you must be like friends to invite them very friendly.
所以有些人相信耶稣以后啊，
For some people, after they believe in Lord Jesus,
他就感受到主耶稣的恩典这么大，我本来是不配的。
They have experienced that Lord Jesus' grace is so great that I am unworthy.
好像王呢，啊，他办喜宴呢，啊，为什么我这个小老百姓也被邀请呢？
Just like into a king holding a banquet, and you wonder why I, as a commoner, was invited.
甚至把我当为贵宾呢。
And I was invited as a valuable guest.
所以有些人呢，他相信耶稣以后啊，他会感受到哦，神的恩典真的太大，我实在不配啊。
So for some people, after they have experienced the mercy of God, they will realize that they're unworthy.
新约圣经有一位传道人叫保罗啊。
In the New Testament, there was a preacher named Paul.
他从小就信犹太教。
And from young, he was a Jew.
是一个很优秀的法利赛人。
And he was a very, very elite Pharisee.
当耶稣的这个道理呀、啊，传开的时候
，When Lord Jesus spread His word，
他非常反感啊，就逼迫信耶稣的人。
And he was very offended, and he persecuted the Christians.
但后来呢，主耶稣用荣光来显照他。
But then Lord Jesus used the glorious light to shine on him.
他才啊，原来就是这样，要信耶稣才对的。
Then he realized that it is right to believe in Lord Jesus.
所以在他的内心呢，一直感觉到他不配得到神的恩典。
So in his heart, he always felt that he was unworthy of God's grace.
因为他本来是做基督教的这个仇敌啊。
Because he was an enemy of the Christians.
是逼迫信耶稣的人。
And he persecuted the Christians.
所以以后保罗呢，啊，他当传道人啊，常常在感受神的恩典很大。
And so as a preacher, Paul experienced many grace and mercy from God.
请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第九节第十节。
Verse 9 and verse 10.
哥林多前书十五章九节十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 and 10.
我原是属徒中最小的，不配称为属徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。第十节。
Verse 10.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的，我比众属徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩典与我同在。保罗算是一个非常有名伟大的属徒啊。
Paul can be said as a very famous and very great apostle.
但是他觉得这是神特别大的恩典。
But he felt that this was the enormous grace of God.
因为当年主耶稣在传福音拣选门徒的时候，他不在内，他没有被拣选在十二门徒之中的一位，没有。
Because when Lord Jesus first picked his 12 disciples, Paul was not among them.
所以以信仰的造就、信仰的连枝各方面呢？他都比主耶稣所拣选的门徒啊更微小啊。
And so, in the aspect of spiritual cultivation, he was less than those of the 12.
尤其他是逼迫耶稣的人。
especially because he was the one that persecuted the church of God.
属耶稣的教会，他一直逼迫。
And he persecuted the Christians.
所以他说我今天能够成为何等人，成为神的儿女，成为传道人，是神特别的恩典。
And so he says that today he's become a preacher and God's children. It is because of the grace of God.
我们教会弟兄姐妹有这种心态的人很多啊。
In our church, many people have this concept.
他一直感念神的恩典啊。
And he remembers the grace of God.
这种人不会离开神的。
This type of person will not leave God.
因为他感觉到神的恩典啊很大。
Because he can experience the greatness of God's mercy.
不会因为一些事情的这个冲突或者意见不一样就离开神，不会的。
And he will not depart from God due to some conflict.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面啊，
Lord Jesus in this parable,
这个王要办喜宴呢，他不是先命令来教训人，不是的。
When the king was preparing for the banquet, he did not reprimand or discipline people.
他也不是用这种教训骂人的这个口气，不是的。
And he did not use that kind of tone.
所以我们在讲台上讲道的人要小心，动不动就要教训人，这个不太好。
And so for those who are speaking on the pulpit, you must be careful that we must not be reprimanding people.
尤其被按立顺族的人要更小心更谦卑。
Especially those who are ordained as ministers or deacons.
如果觉得自己是很珍贵很伟大要教训人，这个心态啊不太好。
And you should not have the attitude that you're great and you must discipline others.
有时候有的人很喜欢责备人，很喜欢揭穿人的这个不好的地方，这个不好那个不好怎样怎样，你要怎么改，这种口气少用比较好。
There's some people who like to point out the faults of others and demand them to change, and this is a bad attitude.
因为主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，已经充分的表达，把这个被邀请的人呢，当为贵宾朋友。
Because we can see from this parable that Lord Jesus viewed these guests as friends and as valuable guests.
他没有告诉这些仆人说什么可以，什么不可以啊，这样教训没有，是用邀请的。
He did not instruct these people saying you can do this or you can do that.
所以神的恩典往往先把这个恩典喜乐各方面让人先享受。
So we can see from here that God's mercy, he will let us enjoy the peace and the joy ahead of time.
所以有的人先享受到神的恩典以后啊，他才感觉到这个信仰非常好。
And only after some people have experienced this joy and peace, then you will know that this faith is good.
所以主耶稣当年在传福音的时候，
So when Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel,
他说劳苦担重担的人，
He said those who are burdened and weary,
请你们就近我来，我要使你们得到安息。
That they should come to him because they will receive rest.
所以有些慕道朋友他第一次来到教会祷告就得到神的恩典的也有。
And there are also cases where true seeker friends come to the church to seek the truth and receive God's grace.
还不太明白道理，还没有受洗什么，但是就是能够享受到神的恩典。
And they receive God's grace even before they understand the truth, even before they're baptized.
这个腓立比教会第二家来相信耶稣的。
The second household that came to believe in Christ in the Church of Philippi.
就是一个管理监牢的官啊。
And that was the prison guard.
他道理没有听很多啊。
He did not listen to much truth.
他只是跟传道人保罗啊，谈一些道理他就明白，他就相信。
And he only received truth when he had talks with Paul and he understood.
他也不是祷告很久才得到神的恩典，不是的。
He did not pray for a long time to receive God's grace.
但是呢，神的恩典真的临到他的家，带来他的家的气氛呢，整个都改变。
But indeed, God's grace had descended upon his house because he had felt the harmony.
我们请看《使徒行传》16:34。
Let us turn to Acts of Apostles chapter 16.
使徒行传16:34。
Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 34.
于是郡主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。本来他的监牢里面有关了两个囚犯。
Originally, the jailer had two prisoners.
就是这个保罗跟希拉这两个传道人。
And that was Paul and Silas.
但是在半夜发生奇迹呀，啊，让他吓了一跳。
But at midnight, this miracle came, and he was frightened.
他才跟这两个囚犯谈起话来，才了解耶稣的道理。
And only after this that he talked to these two prisoners and understood the truth about God.
他不是慕道很久啊，
他第一
次接触的。以后他们就 决定全家要受洗啊。
He has not been truth seeking for a long time. The first time they were exposed to this truth, they did the whole family baptized.
因为保罗跟希拉这两个人呢，啊，被打还，啊，这个伤还没好啊。
For Paul and Silas, when they were beaten, their wounds have not yet healed.
所以在那很短的时间，这个郡主一家的人因为信耶稣，就带来呢全家的喜乐。
So we can see that this was a very short period of time that the jailer and his family believed, and they enjoyed the peace.
这种神的恩典，先让你这个家庭来享受到。
God's grace was extended on this family and allowed this family to enjoy the.
所以今天也是一样。
So today is the same.
那第一次，这个王啊，差遣仆人呐 去邀请。
The first time the king sent his servants to send the invitation.
那这也是含义的啊，主耶稣啊要成全救恩之前呐。
This symbolizes that before Lord Jesus was to fulfill the salvation.
天父真神就有差遣仆人呐 去邀请了。
That our heavenly Father has sent his servants to send the invitation.
主耶稣要出来传福音之前，有一个叫做苏洗约翰。
Before Lord Jesus came to spread the gospel, there was one called John the Baptist.
他就是蒙天上的神所差遣去传悔改的道理。
And he was the one sent by the Heavenly Father to preach repentance.
所以也可以说是第一批的被差遣出去的仆人。
And the people of his time was the first servant sent to preach the gospel.
那接下来主耶稣就拣选了十二个门徒啊，他就差了十二个门徒啊。出去传福音。
And then Lord Jesus came and he chose 12 disciples and sent them out to preach the gospel.
我们请参看马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 3.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
马太福音第三章第一节第二节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 3 verse 1 and 2.
那时有苏洗的约翰出来。在犹太的旷野传道说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。苏洗约翰呢，可以说是第一批的仆人。
John the Baptist was the first servant sent out.
在传天国的福音啊。
And he preached the gospel of heaven.
就是去邀请人来听他悔改的道理。
And he invited everyone to listen to his truth about repentance.
那接下来主耶稣拣选门徒啊，十二个门徒啊，所以在马太第十章那边啊，他就差遣十二个门徒出去传福音啊。
Then Lord Jesus came and he sent out the 12 disciples to preach this gospel.
那除了十二个门徒以外呢，在路加福音那边又记载，有一次他又差遣七十个人。
In Gospel of Luke, he also mentioned that there was once that Lord Jesus sent out 70 people to preach the gospel.
还有在这之前过时代的这些先知预言啊。
And even before this time, all the prophets of the before.
这些呢都是天上的神啊，第一次差遣人啊，差遣仆人去的这些仆人。
And all of these are servants that the Heavenly Father sent out the first time.
但是呢，第一批的仆人出去邀请啊，没有什么效果啊。
But there was no results after the first servants were sent out.
所以他就第二次再差遣仆人去。
So the king again sent out the servant the second time.
请看马太福音二十二章。
Let us turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 22.
第四节。
Verse 4.
马太福音二十二章 第四节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 22 verse 4。
看到第七节。
Verse 4 to verse 7。
王又打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那被造的人，我的筵席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。那些人不灵就走了，一个到住集的田里去，一个做买卖去，其余的拿住仆人临住他们，把他们杀了。第七节。王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。第一次王差遣仆人去邀请，但是那些被邀请的都不肯来啊。
The first time the king sent out servants for the invitation, but yet nobody came.
王没有说不肯来就算了，他第二次再邀请。
The king didn't say that it is okay if you don't come. He sent out this invitation a second time.
那第二次王所差遣的这些仆人啊，遇到很多的状况。
And the second batch of servants met many situations.
被邀请的人不理呀。
That some pay no attention to the invitation.
他们有他们借故的理由推辞了。
And they all have their own excuses.
那不足这样啊。
Not only so.
有的仆人呢，在邀请人当中呢，被人家凌辱啊。
There were servants while they were sending the invitation, they were mistreated.
有的甚至被杀害。
And some of the servants were killed.
那后来这些仆人有些没有被杀死的回来报告王。
And so the rest of the servants who survived, they came back and reported to the king.
王就非常生气啊。
The king was enraged.
就派兵去抓这些凶手。
He sent his army and destroyed these murders.
那这些凶手所夺藏的这些城市就被毁灭。
And he destroyed the cities of their murders.
所以天上的神他是好意邀请人来参加天国的筵席。
So the heavenly Father, he had good intentions when he invited guests to his banquet.
结果呢，遭遇到这么大的事情。
But they have came upon such troubles.
那所谓第二次差遣的这些仆人呢
？As for the servants that sent out the second time,
也是主的主耶稣完成救恩以后啊。
And these refer to the time after Lord Jesus.Have fulfilled the salvation.
他死而复活四十天以后就升天去了。
40 days after his resurrection, he ascended to heaven.
那他升天去之前呢，他有差遣仆他的门徒说圣灵降临以后你们要去传福音。
Before he ascended to heaven, he instructed his disciples that they must go out and preach the gospel after the Holy Spirit had descended upon them.
所以在使徒行传第一章第二章让我们了解这些道理。
And we understand this truth from Acts of Apostles chapter 1 and 2.
那在第二章记载圣灵降临以后呢耶稣的门徒就开始布道。
In chapter 2 we find that after the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, they went out and preached the gospel.
首先就是彼得他站起来讲道理。
And the first was Apostle Peter. He stood in front of the crowd and spoke God's words.
那一次呢的讲道呢发生很大的这个效果啊。
And that was a very effective sermon that he delivered.
让人呢非常震撼。
And he moved many people.
因为他讲道呢那些听众觉得扎心。
Because what he spoke, these people could take into heart.
那结果那一天圣经记载3000人来受洗相信。
Bible records that on that day, 3,000 people were baptized and believed.
他们不是慕道很久，只有听过一次彼得的布道就受洗了。
They did not truth seek for a long time. They only listened to the truth in that one sermon Peter delivered.
那一次听众呢，是从世界各地都有很多人来到这个耶路撒冷。
And the crowd was formed by many people from different places.
那这个也可以说呢，天父真神这个神这个王呢第二次差遣仆人出去邀请
And we can think of this as the second time that the Heavenly Father sent out a servant to invite people.
第二次出去的这些仆人，有的人呢，就被逼迫，被杀害。
The second time the servants were sent out, some of the servants were mistreated.
那这个呢，也是圣灵降临以后成立教会呢，教会就遭遇到逼迫，传道人呢遭遇到凌辱的事情。
And this tells us that after the Holy Spirit comes down, this church, that when we spread the gospel, we were persecuted.
这个我们请参看《使徒行传》第四章第三节。
Let us turn to the Acts of Apostles, chapter 4, verse 3.
使徒行传第四章第三节。
Acts of Apostles, chapter 4, verse 3.
于是下手拿住他们，因为天已经晚了，就把他们押到第二天。 这是耶稣的门徒彼得、约翰受凌辱的情形。And
this is what happened when Peter and John were mistreated.
再看五章十八节。Let
us look at chapter 5, verse 18.
就下手拿住使徒，收在外监里面。 耶稣的门徒为了传福音，受当时的犹太教、犹太人公会里面的人的逼迫。
At that time, the apostle Lord Jesus, because they were spreading the gospel, they were persecuted by the Sanhedrin of the time.
再看四十节。
Let us look at verse 40.
公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来，把他们拿了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放。 这个是耶稣的门徒受凌辱的情形。
This is what happened when the apostles of the Lord Jesus were mistreated.
所以有关神的教会，在早期刚成立的时候就遭遇到逼迫。
So we can see that God's church, even in the early times of formation, they were persecuted.
当时在犹太社会里面，逼迫他们的大部分都是犹太教的人。
And those who persecuted these apostles, they were mostly of the Jewish tradition.
我们住在这个加拿大信仰自由的这个国土里面。
In Canada today, we're residing in a land where we are free to have religion.
好像觉得这个宗教非常自由，没有逼迫的事情。
And we don't know of any persecutions due to our religion.
我昨天看了一个报道。
I read an article yesterday.
现在在世界各地，这个为了宗教信仰被逼迫的，那数目很多。
In this world today, there are many people who are persecuted because of their faith.
这是不同的宗教逼迫其他的这个宗教。
And that is persecution between religions.
在印度也发生。This
happens a lot in India.
还有阿富汗，有很多国家为了宗教信仰的不同被杀害的。
There are many countries in which they are persecuted because there are differences in faith.
在现在这个法治的国家，还是因为宗教信仰不一样而受逼迫、受凌辱的，还是很多。And
even today, when we're under the law of the country, many people are still persecuted because of their difference in faith.
所以我们住在这个国土是非常幸福的，宗教信仰自由。
So we're living in this land where we have the freedom to believe, and that is very blessed for us.
那主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候呢，就有这个预言信主在里面。When
Lord Jesus spoke this parable, he in a way was speaking a prophecy.
除了当时的耶稣的门徒受逼迫、受凌辱以外，
and other than the apostles being persecuted,
第一个殉道的。 就是苏提环。
The first to continue this preaching was Stephen.
这个是使徒行传第七章里面记载。
And this was recorded in Acts of Apostles chapter 7.
他为了传耶稣的福音，就被犹太人用石头把他打死。
And because he wanted to preach the gospel, he was stoned to death by the Jews.
那第二个殉道的就是耶稣的门徒约翰的哥哥。
And the second martyr was the brother of John, that was James.
请看使徒行传第二十二章。
Let us turn to the Acts of Apostles, chapter 12.
第二节。
Verse 2.
使徒行传十二章第二节。
Acts of Apostles chapter 12, verse 2. At that time, King Herod killed James.
所以主耶稣在讲这个比喻的时候，被差遣去传福音的，丧失生命，这个雅各是第二位的。
In this parable, those who were sent out and then were killed, James was the second person.
所以在这种情形之下呢，就让我们知道神的教会在各时代都会受逼迫的。
From this parable, we know that God's church will experience persecution at all times.
只是呢，不同一个地区而已。
Only this happens in different regions.
所以有的人就害怕主耶稣要再来之前有大逼迫，实际上现在这个逼迫就不断在发生。
Some people are afraid that before Lord Jesus comes, there will be great persecution and tribulation, but in actual fact, this is happening right now.
只是有的呢，他生活生存的国家呢是非常好，就没有这种情形。有的呢，真的受逼迫很大。
And that is because some of us live in a country where we were not persecuted, and some of us live in a country where they're persecuted due to their faith.
这是不同的宗教所遭受的逼迫。
And this is persecution due to the difference of faith.
但是无神论的这种观念来逼迫的呢，现在好像比较少，都是属于这一种宗教不同的，而信宗教的逼迫其他的宗教，这种呢不断在发生。The
case where an atheist will persecute those who believe in God has become less and less. What is more is between those who believe in one religion persecuting those believing in another religion.
所以在这个比喻里面呢，后来王就非常生气。And
so in this parable, the king was enraged.
他就派兵。And
he sent his army.
去抓凶手。To
find this murderer.
那么在圣经的这个历史背景里面呢，也曾经发生了这些事情。In
the history of the Bible, this has happened as well.
对当时的犹太 这个国家呢，是已经是一个殖民地的国家。At
that time, the country was already captured.
受罗马这个国家所管住的。And
they were captured under the Roman rule.
但是这些犹太教的人为了宗教，他们就逼迫信耶稣的人。
And the Jewish, because of their faith, they persecuted those who believe in Lord Jesus.
后来神就借着罗马的这个军兵，外国的人来惩罚他们。And
God used the Romans to punish these Jews.
这个主耶稣呢，早就发出预言了。And
this was already prophesied in parable.
请看路加福音21章20节到24节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verse 20.
路加福音21章20节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verse 20.
你们看见耶路撒冷被兵围困，就知道他曾荒长的日子近了。21节。
21.
那时在犹太的应当逃到山上，在城里的应当出来，在乡下的。 不要进城，22节。22。因为这是报应的日子，是经上所写的都应验了。23节。23。当那些日子怀孕的和奶孩子的有后了，因为将有大灾难要降在这地方，也有震怒临到这百姓。24节。24。他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到各国去。耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏。 直到外邦人的入期满了。主耶稣发出这个预言呢，在主后大概70年就应验了。Lord
Jesus spoke this prophecy, and this was fulfilled after 70 BC.
因为犹太人一直反抗罗马，要脱离他的管辖，所以当时呢，罗马呢，皇帝就下令了，派一个将军去镇压，就杀死很多犹太人。
Because the Jews were rebelling against the Roman reign, and so they were the Romans sent out a general and killed many Jews.
这就是主耶稣这个比喻里面呢，王非常生气，我好意邀请人来参加宴席，但是不愿意，反而啊，这个凌辱所差遣的仆人。
And this comes from the parable where the king was enraged because his servants were mistreated even when they sent out the invitation.
所以神有时候也会借着跟这个信啊宗教信仰不同的人呢啊不一样的人呢来惩罚神的子民啊。
So sometimes God will use those of another religion to punish those of his own people.
有的人不认识天上的神。
Some people do not know the Heavenly Father.
但是神拣选他来惩罚啊这些神的选民。
But God chose these people to punish his own people.
所以呢在主后七十年这个罗马兵来惩罚犹太人。
At 70 BC, the Roman soldiers came to punish the Jews.
那在这之前的旧约呢以色列国跟南朝的犹大国也神也是借着外邦人来惩罚他们。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites and the southern Judah was also punished by other armies.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
第十章第五节第六节。
Chapter 10, verse 5 and 6.
以赛亚书第十章第五节第六节。
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 5 and 6.
亚述是我怒气的棍，手中拿我恼恨的杖。第六节。
Verse six.
我要打发他攻击亵渎的国民，吩咐他攻击我所恼怒的百姓，抢财为奴物，夺货为猎物，将他们践踏像街上的泥土一样。以赛亚先知啊，发出预言了。
Prophet Isaiah spoke this prophecy.
北朝的以色列国后来就是被亚述国啊来消灭的啊。
That the country, the Israel in the north, was captured by the Assyrians.
先知在这边说啊，亚述这个国家呢，是神的工具啊，要来惩罚神的百姓。
Here, Prophet Isaiah says that Assyrian was a tool used by God to punish his own people.
那南朝的犹大国呢，神也是借着外邦的国家啊来惩罚他们。
And Judah was also punished by an outside country.
请看耶利米书二十五章第九节。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 9.
耶利米书二十五章第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 9.
我必召北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来攻击这地和这地的居民，并视为一切的国民，我要将他们进行灭绝，以致他们令人惊骇耻笑，并且永久荒凉。这是耶和华说的。这是有关这个南朝的犹大国呢百姓背逆神以后啊。
And this is what happened after Judah went against God.
神就借着先知耶利米说啊。
And God spoke through prophet Jeremiah.
说巴比伦国啊，这个国家，这个国王是我的仆人，我所用的工具啊。
That he will use the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar.
所以在犹大国西底家王的时候啊，这个尼布加尼撒王来打败犹大国啊。
And so this Babylon king, he defeated the kingdom of Judah.
结果就把犹太的百姓有的掳到外国去。
And that is when they captured many Jews to foreign countries.
但是先知预言这个灭亡七十年才能够再复国。
And as the prophet had said they have to be captured for 70 years until they can revive their country again.
这就是神在各时代差遣先知预言请这些百姓要敬畏神归向神都不听反而 逼迫这些先知啊。
And this is from the prophecy that God will send out his servants, and yet these people do not listen.
所以呢，神就借着外邦的人来惩罚他们。
And so God used Gentiles to punish these people.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，他又派第三批的仆人去邀请。
And again, in this parable, the king sent out the third batch of servants.
请看马太福音二十二章第八节到第十节。
Let us turn back to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 8.
马太福音二十二章第八节到第十节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 8 to 10.
于是对仆人说：“喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配。”第九节。
Verse 9.
所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来赴席。那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的，不论善恶，都召集来，宴席上就坐满了客。这是第三次的邀请。
And this is the third invitation.
那王所差遣的人就出去邀请
And so these servants of the king went out to send the invitation.
那这些被邀请的没有事先通报。
These people who were invited, they were not notified ahead of time.
这些人呢都很卑微，很痛苦啊。
And these people were the commoners and were of low status.
有的是罪大恶极，有的是非常善良，都有。
And some were kind people and some were sinful people.
本来他们是不配的。
Originally, they were unworthy.
但结果呢？是被邀请了。
But in the end, they were the ones invited.
所以神的国到后来进去的不是犹太人
So we know that God's kingdom, in the end, the ones who enter are not only the Jews.
反而犹太人以外的人，很多人上天国这个很奇妙的。
But it's very miraculous that many Gentiles who are not Jews enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣在世的时候就看透了这一点
So when Lord Jesus was on earth, he saw through this point.
请看马太福音第八章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8.
十一节十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
马太福音第八章十一节十二节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 11 and 12.
我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。十二节。
Verse 12.
唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿。主耶稣在这边说说有关这个信仰问题
Here Lord Jesus talks about the faith.
这种纯正的信仰呢不是只有犹太人将来有很多世界各国的这个民族真的会归向这个纯正的信仰。
That not only will the Jews be believing in this true faith, there be many Gentiles who are not Jews will come to believe as well.
那这些人呢他们要跟亚伯兰、以撒、雅各在天国里面来一起分享神的恩典。
And these people will sit at this feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以第三批的仆人呢差遣出去邀请的都是那些人本来不想邀请的这些人。
So the third batch of servants went out to invite the guests, and these people were the ones that were originally unworthy.
在第马太二十二章第十节有提到仆人在大路口上凡遇见，无论是善恶，全部都把他邀请过来。
And in verse 10, we see that these servants went out to the streets and invited people, both good and bad.
这个就是所谓善恶呢，就是以一般人眼中的善恶
And as for good and bad, it refers to people's perception of good and bad.
一般人没有做一些坏事情，就认为是一个善人。
For some people, if you don't do anything wrong, they will think of you as a good person.
好像是正人君子这一列的。
And they will think of you as a very righteous person.
那有些人他扮演的就是小人的角色呢，这个也不是太坏，只是呢，他是不是很完美的人。
And some people will play a role that is very, very calculating, and so that is a bad role.
但是也有呢，他犯了很大的错误。
There are also people who have made big mistakes.
像杀人啊，这一种啊。
For example, you may have committed murder.
但无论善恶呢，这个善恶的标准啊，就很难定出来。但是这些人呢，只要能够来接受纯正的信仰，都可以上天国。
It is very difficult to set the standard of good and bad, but as long as you can accept the true faith, then you can accept the invitation.
因为在神的眼中啊，没有一个完美的人。
Because in God's eyes, nobody is perfect.
所以在罗马书第三章那边有提到说，世上没有一个完美的义人。
So in Romans chapter 3, it mentions that there are no righteous, complete person in the world.
所以天国无论哪一种人啊，来相信这种纯正的信仰的人都可以上去的。
So whoever, whether good or bad, if they believe this correct faith, then they can go to heaven.
所以彼得呢，他也看出了这一点呐。
And Peter has saw through this point.
无论什么人，只要能够来接受这种纯正的信仰，都可以享受到神的恩典。
No matter who you are, as long as you can accept this faith, then you can enjoy God's blessing.
请看《使徒行传》第十章二十八节。
Let us turn to Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 28.
使徒行传第十章二十八节。
Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 28.
就对他们说，你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近来往本是不合理的，但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作死而不洁净的。这是彼得啊。本来他传福音的对象都是犹太人。
Peter originally preached to Jews.
犹太人以外的人他不传。
And he did not preach to anyone outside the Jews.
后来他得了启示。
But he received this revelation.
说要去犹太人以外的有一个叫做哥尼流百夫长去带领他来信耶稣
That there's a centurion named Cornelius, and you must go there and invite him to believe in Lord Jesus.
那这个罗马的军官呢？他不是犹太人。
But the centurion, he was not a Jew.
但是主耶稣竟然启示彼得去带领他来相信耶稣
But God gave Peter revelation to guide his family to believe in Lord Jesus.
所以彼得才在这里说，本来犹太人跟别国家的人不来往的啦。
And therefore, Peter said originally there were no, that he does not talk to people of the Gentiles.
他看为犹太人以外的人都是不洁净的了，不配进神的国。
Because these people were viewed as impure.
但是呢，后来彼得观念改变。
But then his concept changed.
所以我们呢，真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹啊，有一些保守的观念要渐渐调整哈，传福音的这个方法。也要渐渐调整改变了，不要从第一代传下来，第二代又这样，第三代都这样，这样这个教会不会发展。
So there are some very old traditions that we hold. We must change according to the times because this will not help us establish our church.
我今天早上接触到一个很好的信息。
This morning I came across a very good message.
现在这个网路啊，非常普遍啊。不需要世界传道，到世界各地去布道，用网路就可以传这个纯正的福音啊。
That we don't need to be physically in the different places of the world, we can spread the gospel through the internet.
这是主耶稣要再来之前传福音的方法，邀请的方法，不是这个很古板的了，已经可以用这个新术的哈。
And that tells us before Lord Jesus comes, when we preach the gospel, we don't have to use the traditional methods.
所以当时保罗在布道的时候只要人能够悔改信主就可以得到神的恩典了。
So at that time when Paul was preaching, as long as you believe the truth, then you can be saved.
请看《使徒行传》十七章三十节。
Let us turn to Acts of Apostles chapter 17, verse 30.
十七章三十节。
Chapter 17, verse 30.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察；如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。这是当年保罗在这个雅典布道的时候所讲的了。
This is what Apostle Paul said he was preaching in Athens.
人蒙昧无知神不追究的。
That God had overlooked all the ignorances.
但是现在呢，吩咐各 各地方只要悔改信主啊，神就接纳。
But now he commanded people everywhere to repent.
所以这种纯正的信仰是很简单就可以接受的。
So it is very simple for us to accept this true faith.
但是一些行政官员、一些神学家都把它弄得非常复杂。
But because of some administrations and also some theological scholars, they make this very complicated.
你要怎样来接受这种神学教育才可以接受这种信仰？哎，已经太落伍了。
And if you must accept all of these scholarly theories in order to accept this faith, then it is very old and traditional.
但是呢，大多数都是用这种方法，所以福音啊就传不出去啊。
But many people use this method, so it is more difficult for us to preach the gospel.
所以我们可以根据主耶稣所说的这个比喻啊，再一次想一想啊。
So we can think again regarding this parable spoken by Lord Jesus.
天国的这种宴席是怎么举办的？是怎么差遣仆人去邀请的？
But how did this king invite the guests to his banquet?
那有关这个比喻呢？这个主题呢？第四个单元下午再来谈。
And I will touch upon the fourth unit of this topic this afternoon.
现在请唱赞美诗。